Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
But now it's that time, right? It is Wednesday. It is 1 o'clock. Tommy, you know who's joining us. He is the one, the only, the man with the podcast of all podcasts. So because he's so used to it, Tommy, I figured you and I can just sit back for the next 15 minutes or so. Andy, you have the floor. Ready, go.
Oh, Andy boy. Herman. Where do you guys want to start? Should we talk pizza? Should we talk some
I was
wrestling?
Wondering, Andy,
all the above. Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day. Podcast. He is here with us on as he is every Wednesday. Hi, Andy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Andy, I'm wondering if you are willing to take 5 years off and get your own Philip Rivers story going in the podcast world right now, because there's no way that doesn't blow up in the faces of the Indianapolis Colts, right? Like, they did the Jeff Saturday pull, remember, a few years ago, and it's like whatever the equivalent of quarterback. That's what would happen to them now if with bringing Philip Rivers back.
I love every second of this so much. So once Daniel Jones went out, the Colts immediately became irrelevant. Nobody needed to see Riley Leonard the rest of the year. They were going to lose every game. They've got a tough schedule coming up. This is good for football. I'm all in. Whether it's a train wreck and whether, you know, Philip Rivers ends up in, like, I don't know, 20 different pieces, or whether he goes out and, like, actually does well, like, it's amazing either way. I'm all the way in. I can't wait to watch it.
Well, and I there was a tweet that popped up over here that I want to read verbatim so I don't get this wrong. But it basically says Philip Rivers is playing. Matthew Stafford is leading the league in touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers is on his third team. Your childhood's not dead yet. And I know you guys can't relate to that because Mitch was already, like, 42 by the time it happened, and Andy also, I think, in the same realm. But what, like, we're back in 2015 all of a sudden in football here, Andy, with everything going on at the quarterback position.
It's a good time to be an NFL quarterback that has experience. Joe Flacco is still slinging it.
Joe Flacco, yep.
Phillip Rivers is out here. Like, if you prove, like, we're just a, you know, let's get Brady back while he's at it. Sell his stake in the team. Let's get Brady back.
Seriously,
like, if you've got that experience, you can play. I mean, the thing that this makes me most mad about is, like, I want to go back and see when, like, Favre first started waffling of, like, maybe I'm going to retire, maybe I'm not going to retire. It was probably, like, what, his early 30s? And then he played up until, what, his, like, 40s? Excuse me. So, like, we're just seeing these quarterbacks now be able to play forever. It's crazy. It's remarkable. And I can't wait to see what this leads for Philip Rivers.
If the Minnesota Vikings, if Tom Brady gets a call, like, you're telling me Vikings fans wouldn't freak out just to get Tom Brady for a year next year? They would be all
in
on that, Andy. Yeah.
For sure.
Like, just to
You just guys are not have
J.J. McCarthy.
Me.
They would totally would. Well, Andy Herman.
We're not talking enough about the fact that Rodgers to the Vikings isn't a completely unfathomable thought next year. That's something that's not talked about enough.
He's done, man. He's got another retreat. Yeah. We thought Philip Rivers was.
That's true.
No, if Aaron does anything
if
there's anything Aaron Rodgers would do is he would wait 6 seasons. He'd be like the first quarterback who's inducted into the Hall of Fame, who then is actively playing in the NFL. Like that's what we would
Favre
see.
Favre didn't do that. Yeah. Favre should have done that.
That would have been so on par with those two. Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Podcast, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Well, Andy, we should probably talk Packers now. After
can we start
all
with LVN?
LVN is where I wanted to start. Yeah. Is he back, Andy? Is he going to play this week? You saw the only guy not practicing today is Josh Jacobs, which I don't know.
We'll get to that.
Touch on that after. But LVN, back at practice today, Andy.
Yeah, great news. Savion Williams back as well. But it just seems that this team is getting a little bit healthier day by day, which is exactly what you want to see. And, for LVN, just getting him back, especially on the defensive interior and some obvious pass rush situations, could be absolutely huge for this team. We're also seeing, you've got Mike, Gary, and Igbari are playing well, but adding another piece into that rotation as we get into, the thick of the season is really important as well. And just being able to put multiple pass rushers out on the field, because LVN, again, can kick inside. To me right now, I know why it's out, but you can get LVN, Gary, maybe even Enigbare and Parsons on the field at the same time in some third and long situations. That has the ability to be really fun as well. So hopefully he can be back. But, last time they brought him back a little bit too early. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. But he'd be a huge addition for this team.
And would it help, Andy? I know he's not necessarily the A team for this, but would there be a configuration of Lucas Van Ness being the current A team of run defense too? That's more or less been a question for Green Bay in their struggles this year on the defensive side and what we saw against Chicago. Does adding him help that aspect of this Packers defense at all, or it's kind of a wash with he comes back and they got to figure it out in the interior with someone else?
Yeah, the interior is where, again, you'd probably like a little bit more beef. We'll see if Bohanna can add anything this week if he gets activated, what they do with Jordan Riley and Nasir Stackhouse. But to me, on the edges, Rashawn's been a really good run defender. Mike has been a good run defender. Enigbari's been fine. He can help. Again, he's another big body that can do that, but their edges have not been the issue. It's been more the interior. And so for me, you're probably not going to play him there on early downs, at least.
No cheetah package on run defense? No cheetah package on run defense?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I miss cheetah package so much, Andy. I just like saying cheetah package.
You're going to get it back. But with LVN, you should see a little bit more of it.
I'm surprised Tommy hasn't already tried to trademark Cheetah Package and rename it Cougar Package just because he wants to say Cougar Package. Andy Herman joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. He's on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. So Josh Jacobs not practicing. Any update there? Is there a concern? We all know Emmanuel Wilson is probably the third or fourth best running back in the league. So if Josh Jacobs can't go, Manny's just ready to roll anyway. But what's your concern level with J.J. 8?
Yeah, no concern. I mean, some level of concern when he's not practicing, but just knowing Jacobs, we have no idea what the injury is at this point, so we'll have to wait till we get the injury report later. Obviously, Matt didn't say anything, in the press conference, and then he just wasn't practicing. So we'll find out when we get the injury report what that is, but if just knowing Jacobs, He'll find a way to get out there would be my guess. So concerning, but if I had to guess right now, again, with not knowing really any information, the fact that he's out on the exercise bike and things like that, could just be a rest day too for him. That's a possibility as well. Hopefully it's that. But I'd bet that he finds a way to get out there this week.
Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Podcast, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Follow him on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. Well, we haven't talked to you since the Packers-Bears victory. That was an awesome Sunday to go down with. And on top of it, the Packers really look like they are finding a rhythm as a team, whether it is on the offensive side and the play that Jordan Love has begun to have, the defensive side where the first half absolutely lights out. You know they get a little gassed in the second half. But what was your first reactions and some of your takeaways from that Bears victory? It might have been the most impressive game of the season for the Green Bay Packers, in my mind, Andy.
Yeah, I love how they started the game. You know, defensively, they really held Chicago. Even after giving up the interception on offense, they were able to hold them without points and give Green Bay's offense an opportunity to get off to a head start. And then Green Bay's offense responded, put up a couple touchdowns, got that 11-point lead. And then after that, you know, Chicago obviously closed the gap, tied it up. And then it comes down to clutch time, 8 minutes left. And the – sorry, I can't talk today, guys. The offense, I know, right? Thank you, Mitch. The offense goes down, scores the touchdown in clutch time, and then the defense gets a huge pick at the end. So I love the fact that they got to the early lead. That's something they've been really good at all day or all season long. And then, you know, when it came to the times that mattered most, both the offense and the defense came up clutch, which in a big game against a big opponent with a lot at stake, that's exactly what you want to see. And they proved that they can do that in a big game.
Obviously, a lot of trash talking between Packers and Bears fans, and on the field as well, I think, as part of this rivalry. As part of the Pack a Day podcast, what did you hear from fans? What was the vibe coming in? I mean, I'll tell you, the vibe I heard coming into the game was Chicago fans seemed to be very confident. What did you see in terms of Packers' confidence after the game and Bears? Was there any waning of confidence, or do they still think like, 2 weeks from now in Chicago, it's a whole different story?
Yeah, we'll start with Chicago fans. Yeah, I saw a lot of confidence going into that game. And then sort of an instant reaction of, oh, same old thing, can't beat the Packers, etc. And then it very quickly turned to, oh, but we've got this in Chicago, and you guys are going down. And there was some coping in the you know, idea of, well, we you know, we're not supposed to be there yet. You guys are Super Bowl contenders, and we were playing in your place, and it was a tie game in the fourth quarter, and it's like, okay, we'll see. I actually thought Green Bay played much better than that score would indicate in that game, and I actually came away with it more confident that they're going to go into Chicago and beat Chicago. For Packers fans, I just think that there's a lot of confidence with this team coming off four straight wins, and I'm really excited to see what this team does against Denver this upcoming week.
And speaking of that, with four straight wins, we talked about this at the beginning of the show, how disappointed we'd be if the Packers didn't win the NFC North. And that kind of morphed into a discussion of, I'm a little nervous that they've won four in a row. They're going to be favored in their last four games. Like, obviously, it's hard to win in Denver, and then they play in Chicago. But if they win, they've won their last four. If they win their next four, and then they go into the playoffs, it's hard to end the season winning 11 or 12 in a row. Like, it's not that I want them to lose to Baltimore or Denver, but part of me's thinking, like, it might not be the end of the world to lose one of these games.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Just to kind of get that reset going into the playoffs, just because it's really hard to win that many games in a row, especially against good teams. I mean, we've seen Denver and New England beat up bad teams. the Packers would have to be good teams to get to that winning streak.
No, for sure. There's absolutely an aspect of that. And I think that the truth of the matter is there. I don't think they're going to go 4-0 in these last four. It's a tough stretch, especially these next three. Baltimore's probably going to be in an absolute must-win situation. Denver and Denver is a really tough game. And you know Chicago's going to go all out to win that game as well. So if they go 3-1, get the number two seed, win the North, job, mission accomplished, get in the playoffs, and let's see what happens there.
So let's look ahead to Denver now then, Andy. This is probably the best pass rush, definitely the best pass rush that Green Bay is going to see this year. The offensive line has been suspect all season long. It feels like they've kind of figured out a rhythm there on the run blocking side, and the pass blocking has always been a little bit ahead of the run blocking this year yep. for Green Bay. But is that a matchup that is really the marquee matchup this Sunday between the pass rush of Denver and the pass protection of Green Bay? And ultimately, whoever wins that battle, that is going to be the team that comes out victorious on Sunday? Or is there somewhere else you're watching when you're looking at ahead at Green Bay and Denver?
I don't know if it's just that matchup that decides it, but I do think that's the 1A matchup in this game. And to even go a little bit more granular, the two you really want to watch, Nick Benito versus Rashid Walker. That's a big one. That's advantage Benito. If Walker can hang in, that's a huge sign. Anthony Belton versus Zach Allen. The if Zach Allen gets going against a young rookie guard, it could be a long day for Jordan as well. The good thing for Jordan, his superpower, one of them, is being able to avoid the rush and make plays, even when there are guys in his face, backing up, backpedaling, throwing off his back foot. So even if those guys do get home a little bit, he's got the ability to still make some plays. But I'm going to be interested to see if Matt comes out wanting to run the football, maybe get to some of the quick passing games so that you're not in some of those situations, especially living in third and longs. And if they can avoid those sort of third and long situations, I think they're going to be much better off. But you don't want to get too conservative either. So that's why I'm very interested to see what Matt does. But again, keep an eye on Zach Allen versus Anthony Belton and Nick Benito versus Rashid Walker.
And then what about on the other side of the ball? Bo Nix going up now against this Green Bay Packers defense, not necessarily known as a guy who escapes and is mobile, but has a little bit of wheels, and their wide receiver options aren't anything that Green Bay hasn't seen already this season. But what's one you're looking at for Green Bay on the defensive side to maybe exploit a weakness of the Broncos on the offensive side?
Yeah, I think you just really want to confuse Bo Nix, and you would love to get a turnover or two, interception, you know, whether it's a forced fumble or interception, whatever it might be. You know, Micah Parsons is due for a forced fumble. Let's see if maybe this is the week that he can get that. But I think for Denver, this offense might not be like the most insane high-powered when you look at the name value and things like that. And this is an offense that's completely built for Sean Payton. You know, he's got the quarterback that he needs. Harvey is a very similar, you know, kind of running back that can catch the ball to the backfield, screens, run in between the tackles, run outside of the tackles, do a little bit of everything. And then they've got the big physical wide receivers like they've had in the past, and Michael Thomas and Marquise Colston and, you know, Joe Horn, those type of players where, you know, Cortland Sutton can do that. And then they always are going to have a couple speedy options at receiver. You know, Mims can certainly do that down the field. And then as can Franklin. And then at tight end, you know, they utilize their tight ends. Evan Engram is very much in that mold of a tight end that that you know he can use and utilize, especially in the red zone in some key situations. So keep an eye on Evan Engram especially. But this is an offense that's tailor-built for Sean Payton. They've made it work all season long. And what I want to see from Jeff Hafley is, you know, Payton's willing to take all the simple stuff, right, and to matriculate the ball down the field, which is what Green Bay is usually allowing you to do. I want to see, you know, Hafley and this defense be a bit more aggressive. Make Bo Nix beat you down the field and see if he can do it that way. Because if not, I don't think they can put together those drives consistently.
Andy Herman's with us on the Mason Crosby Show. And we're breaking down the Packers-Broncos matchup. And I think one of the questions I have at the end of the day for you, Andy, is they've won 10 in a row. They're 6-0 at home. But is Denver really that good? Like, they barely beat the Commanders and escaped a two-point conversion, and the Commanders aren't that good. They beat the Raiders 10-7. They beat the Texans 18-15. They beat the Jets 13-11. They did destroy the Cowboys. We all know the famous, you know, that the Raiders kicked the field goal on Sunday to cover that game, but it's not like they blew them out. They should have lost to the Giants at home. They ended up winning that game 33-32. Do we know what this Broncos team is? Or are they like the microcosm of what the NFL is in 2025? They are week to week. They could be offensively explosive, or they could be defensively explosive. They could be offensively bankrupt. They could be, like, they're all over the place, man.
Yeah, I think there's skill in winning football games one way or the other, regardless of who you're going against. So we've seen this year more than ever. It's just tough to get a win week in and week out. And when you do it 10 consecutive weeks in a row, regardless of the score or who you're playing, that's an impressive feat. So I think it's very similar to Chicago. I don't think that Chicago or Denver are Super Bowl contenders, but they're a really good football team. Both of them are really good football teams. They're going to be a pain to play, that you're not going to be excited, especially going into their place. And while I think Green Bay has the better team, I think these are both this game and then the next one against Chicago too are both games that are completely up for grabs. But I like where Green Bay's at. I like Green Bay's ceiling much better than both of these teams. But give Denver a ton of credit for what they've done so far. Denver does not beat themselves. You're going to have to go in there and take that from Denver. This is very rare that they go in with all the self-inflicted wounds and interceptions and turnovers. They're going to bludgeon you. Their defense is really freaking good. And that plays. That gets you wins in the NFL. So, yeah, I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders or anything like that, but they're a very good football team that I don't think any team really wants to play against right now.
Andy, we had this as a topic yesterday on the show, and I'd be curious for your take because no one knows the 53-man roster like Andy Herman, and when it turns into 58 or 68 different players that come through the team in a given season on that active roster. Andy, who's the most improved player on this Green Bay Packers team off the top of your head? We saw some offensive options. We saw a lot of defensive options come in yesterday. But as far as someone who, whether they took a big jump or they are exceeding expectations, who from last year to this year has been such an important piece for this Green Bay Packers team that maybe wasn't last season a part of this Green Bay Packers team?
I'll give two names that I think are the biggest to me. The first one is a player who, if you would have asked me 3 weeks ago, it would have been a no-brainer that it was this player, but they've slowed out a little bit as of late. It's still Colby Wooden for me, probably, though. To be a player who was a rotational fifth defensive tackle, playing 5 to 8 snaps, something like that per game, and not really doing a whole heck of a lot, to now being the de facto number one defensive tackle on this team, and for the most part holding his own. Like I said, it's been a little bit more rough as of late. It hasn't been quite as consistent, but especially what he was doing earlier in the season. Either way, the fact that he's mostly holding his own from going from a rotational defensive tackle to the number one defensive tackle right now is a pretty impressive feat. So I would go with him. If you're looking for somebody who I just thought was good last year, but maybe not great, who is now bordering on a really, really good player, I would go Javon Bullard. And I thought the Javon Bullard hate last year was absurd. People were already saying he was a bust as a second round pick and all this stuff, and I'm like, he's playing more than fine football. There's some stuff in the slot man to man that still is going to maybe get him from time to time, but he was a good football player and people didn't really recognize it. And even knowing last year that it was better than people thought, I'm still super impressed with the jump that he has made in year two. He's a legitimate, bona fide, big-time slot player who rallies to the football, hits hard, runs to everything. He's been pretty phenomenal. So I would go with Javon Bullard or Colby Wooden. Evan Williams might be an obvious answer, except for the fact that I loved the way Evan was playing last year, and I just think it went a little bit under the radar. So, he's playing better this year, too. He would probably be my next answer. But I just love the way that Evan played, even as a rookie, that I sort of saw this coming more so than maybe the other two.
Andy Herman here with us, Pack-A-Day Podcast. Andy, because we know you so well and we love you so much, I don't feel like we often give you a chance to toot your own horn. Where can everybody find your stuff? How can we follow Pack-A-Day Podcast? How can we be part of the Pack-A-Day Nation?
Yeah, obviously we have usually 2 to 3 new episodes coming out every single day on the audio channel, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And then on the YouTube channel, we usually got 1 to 2 videos per day, including yours truly. So lots of stuff coming out. We've got bonus content, members content. There's a ton of stuff with a lot of really, really great people. So check that out wherever you find your favorite podcast and on YouTube at Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Andy, also, I don't know if you want to send a warning out. I've done my best for the first time on the Mason Crosby Show. Uh-oh. Justice Mosqueda tomorrow joining the program, which I'm pretty sure he's in California,
have we not had
right?
Justice before?
Yeah, no, he's in California.
Oregon,
that's where it is.
Same
so,
thing.
So he's
that's
on the
just
West
California
Coast.
California North.
So I remember asking him one time when the Mason Crosby show was going from 9 to 11, and he's like, absolutely not. I'm not waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning to talk to Mason Crosby or Andy Herman. But now with the new time slot, it's worked itself out. So I know he's kind of like one. He's been, you know, one of your right hand men over there at Pack-A-Day, doing a lot of great stuff with him. But we're excited for that. So maybe give him a little bit of a warning, because you've talked to the kicker and, of course, Mitch Nellis enough to know what to expect.
Well, I'm talking to Justice in 36 minutes here. We're doing our podcast for tomorrow coming up here in just a bit. So I'll give him the warning. And we only got to have him on once when we did the huge
broad stop next week.
So that was the one time I got to have him on because I was actually in the afternoon at that time. So I definitely took advantage of that. But yeah, otherwise it was too early for him. I had never reached out to anybody on the West Coast to have to come on that early, except I think Merteg came on once from California. But other than that, yeah, but it'll be great. Justice is awesome.
Nice. Andy, thank you so much for the time. And everybody should be following everywhere you can follow Pack-A-Day Podcast, everywhere you listen to your podcast. Smash that follow button and watch them on the YouTube as well. Andy, thanks so much. Enjoy whatever type of pizza you're going to have today because we know you're, you know, whatever it is, it's happening.
I'll be in New York City tomorrow, so I'm going to be enjoying lots of New York style pizza over the next few days. So absolutely.
Nice.
Appreciate you guys.
Have a good trip. Awesome. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Andy. That's Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Podcast, joining us here on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.